Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December the 14th. And the question we will put to you this hour is, do you support or oppose the efforts this week by city leaders in Green Bay who put up a nativity scene on City Hall property? A Green Bay City Council Advisory Committee this week voted to take a chance on possible legal action from the Freedom From Religion Foundation and put up the nativity scene. The full City Council is scheduled to take up the proposal next Tuesday. But city leaders, the mayor, the City Council president, and vice president put up the scene on their own. And the council's president, Chad Fredette, says people of all faiths can put up their religious symbols as well. The Freedom From Religion Foundation did send a letter to Green Bay's mayor saying that this display is a violation of the separation of church and state. So, what happens now? We will find out and welcome your participation as we talk with Green Bay's Chad Fredette and, after 6:30, the Freedom From Religion Foundation's Annie Laurie Gaylor. And we welcome your questions and viewpoints on this at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome our first guest for the first segment of the program, Chad Fredette, president of the Green Bay City Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So you personally took part in putting up this nativity scene?
Yes, I did. And I did that act as a private citizen, and I can do that as well. I can be a private citizen and an elected official. It was done out of committee time. It was done at about 10 o'clock in the evening with the vice president while the mayor watched. And the mayor was allowed to give us permission. He's the CEO, of course, of the city.
Yeah, so you were doing this as a private citizen, not as the city council president.
That's the way I view it. But as city council president, I have asked the city council to rule on the issue also.
Mm-hmm. And this display is right on an overhang above an entrance of the city hall.
Yes, and the reason it's up there is because of theft concerns. And that's where the mayor's display of Santa Claus and reindeer also at is on the other overhang on City Hall.
So you've had the Santa Claus there for a while, but decided this year to put up a manger scene?
And the reason I decided to do that is because of the Freedom From Religion Foundation attacking our friends in Peshtigo, which is only 40 miles from here.
Talk about that. Why did you take this on?
Well, I'd read in the paper that Peshtigo had a nativity scene placed by Chamber of Commerce in a park, and the mayor received a letter from this group and decided to pay for electricity but was not going to have it taken down. And that weighed very heavily on me over the weekend, and I decided to do something about it after talking with friends and family, a little prayer, and what I came up with is, well, I'll buy a nativity display and ask the mayor for permission to place it on the overhang at City Hall.
So you bought this, too. No taxpayer money went into buying the creche.
Yes, it was about $250 for that, and then with all the associated materials, about $300 for the display. I've also offered to pay for any electricity. It's not lighted currently, but will be shortly. And I've also volunteered to pay for any labor that was involved. And city labor did help us because I want to make sure the display was safe and they know where all the electrical outlets are, to make sure it was safe and not to violate any union rules with our union help. They were asked if they wanted the help, and they more than readily volunteered the help.
But you admit that in part this was done to put it in the face or challenge the Freedom From Religion Foundation to a duel over this?
That's what the prayer was about. Do I really want to take a stand against this group from Madison? And I decided, yes, I wanted to take a stand. And I knew what would come right afterwards, which would be the same letter that Peshtigo received and threat of a lawsuit. I decided I'm ready to take the stand. Now the city council has to decide on Tuesday if they're ready to take the stand. The mayor has decided, at least the other day, he was ready to take the stand as well.
Yeah, so the letter did come, and it wants Green Bay to take this down. And that's going to be decided, on Tuesday?
That will be decided on Tuesday by the council if they're willing to put the entire city's weight behind this and take the same stand that I am. My advisory committee did rule Three other members of that committee ruled that they would like to take the stand as well. One member did not. We believe that the court system is on our side, the Constitution is on our side, and we have our case law, and I'm sure you'll hear from Ms. Gaylor that she has case law that she believes would defend her position.
Yeah, the letter says that this separates church. It violates the Constitution because it conveys the message that the city council endorses Christianity.
Well, that's simply not true if all other religious views are welcome, and the Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled on that in this area, that as long as you're allowing everyone else's opinion in the same area, it's legal.
Yeah. So, and that's a part of this deal is that anybody else can put their religious symbol up?
Yes, I also volunteered to help them put it up. I'll pay for electricity if it's lighted. I'm more than willing to have all viewpoints displayed because, for me, this is about freedom of religion, not necessarily the creche. Although the creche is the symbol of my religion, I want others to bring their symbols forward and tell us about their religion and what that means to be accepting of all faiths that we do have.
We are talking with Chad Fredette, president of the Green Bay City Council, about why he and other city leaders decided to put up a nativity scene this week on City Hall property. He says he did this as a private citizen. And wondering what he will do now, what the city will do now that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has sent a letter objecting to the display. What do you think? Do you support or oppose what's going on in Green Bay? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890 or talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Friday, December the 14th. It's 17 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Coming up this afternoon, Ben Marins is with you for At Issue with Ben Marins. Time Magazine's Person of the Year will be announced next week, and after 5, Ben will invite you to call in with your ideas for who you think Time should pick this year. He'll be talking with a guest about Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Who gets your nomination after 5? We're talking with Chad Fredette, president of the Green Bay City Council, for the rest of this half hour about why he decided to put up a nativity scene on the Green Bay City Hall. We will talk with Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, about why she and her group opposes this display coming up after 6:30. To the phones we go. Randy in Madison is first. Hi, Randy. You're on the air.
Right.
Well, Randy, you're not listening on the telephone, so I'm going to go to Susan in Grant County. Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I had the opportunity in October to go to Washington, D.C., and received a pass to go to our Senate floor and hear some of the proceedings. And I was really surprised that we were there right at noon when it started. And before the proceedings started, there was a minister there and there was a prayer. If prayer is all right in our national government, I don't understand why it's not okay in Green Bay. That's my comment.
Okay. You want to comment on that, Chad Fredette?
Well, sure. You have to look back to the founding of our country. And back then, religion was prevalent in public discourse all the time. And when you think about what the founders were looking to do in the Constitution, it was one, just to make sure we had no state-run religion, such as the Church of England. And secondly, there's no surprise, freedom of speech and of the press are in the same sentence as religions, because it's all intermingled. And government, and you can be religious in government and still keep that wall from a state-run religion, and that's why they're able to do that.
Thanks, Susan, for the call. Bill in Green Bay. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Morning.
To your guest, since I live about 6 blocks from City Hall and have seen this creation of his, I just would remind him that, are we going to have a Greek Orthodox creche? Are we going to have something for the Muslims? Come on, man, get with it. If you're so believe in this, then you pay the legal cost. I just think this is a guy that thinks he's another George Bush. With bring him on, baby. I can take him.
Yeah, well, he says that those other religions can have displays, Bill. If that's the case, is it any better?
Now, be realistic. we know that that's not going to be the case. This is a spineless city council with a spineless mayor, and they will not do anything. They just, excuse me, they'll just hope this blows over.
Well, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I would disagree with that. Our council has not been spineless. We've taken on tough issues before, and I've reached out to other faiths to join us, and I hope that they will. If someone will bring down some Muslim symbols or Greek Orthodox creche, I would gladly help them put it up.
Yeah, well, what about, he's a taxpayer, and he's concerned that if there's a legal challenge and if the city hall isn't spineless, and that it's going to cost him money. He says you should pay for the cost of the lawsuit.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to cost us money in the end. We have several groups we've been in contact with, the Alliance Defense Fund, the American Center for Law and Justice are looking to help us out. So I don't think we're going to end up having to pay the court costs in the end. We're just looking for confirmation on that. Yet the city council hasn't ruled whether they want to take on the fight just yet. The mayor has said, at least with his permission, that yes, he's willing to. But we will see about that on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bill, for the call. Mike in Fond du Lac, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering why this guy wants to go after these people so bad. I definitely oppose this. And if he wanted to do it on his own time, he should have done it on his own property. And he shouldn't have done it on a taxpayer's property. And he should pay for all the legal costs that involve this. And he shouldn't put the city of Green Bay in harm's way trying to protect one guy's views. I'm all for people putting stuff up in their own yards. But when it comes to city property, you know, it's one thing's another. If he had that much money to do that stuff, you should have put it towards a program that helps homeless people or something.
Yeah, we have a funny echo on our telephone system. Did you catch all that, Chad?
Yeah, I did. The courts have actually ruled that the city hall, is, as far as displays go, is still not necessarily non-public. But I did forget the beginning of this question.
Well, you know what he was saying was, you know, if you feel so strongly about this and having a nativity scene up, why not just put it on your own property? Why put it on the city hall? Put it on your own property.
You know, I would have placed this on my own property. I would have purchased one and put it on my own property, except that this group is attacking cities around Wisconsin and counties. Sauk County's being attacked by them. Peshtigo, I'm sure it's not going to be long before they're after Manitowoc County for their display, or Michigan, other area communities around here. So why shouldn't someone take a stand? Peshtigo asked for help when I called them. They would be more than happy if we were able to help. I decided that I wanted to take the stand. We need to take a stand against this. Religious freedom is the foundation of our country. If we don't take a stand, it would be whittled away little by little, and it has. It has already been. Religious freedom has been whittled down over the years.
Well, how has it been whittled down? Why is it so important that a city hall put up a religious symbol when you can see these types of things at churches and private property and all sorts of places all over the place during this time of year?
It's merely because it's public property. That's why I chose to place it there. It's a public property that everyone owns. We all should be able to use public property to express our religion. Years ago, you used to be able to have prayer in school. Now they won't even let you have groups wouldn't want you to have a moment of silence in school. You used to be able to have school plays. Now you can't say the word Christmas in a school play, or they won't let you have it. You can't, people say you have to check your religion at the door if you don't let the official. You can't say anything about religion. You can't discuss religion in the public forum. That's why it's been whittled away. You can see it. People want to take In God We Trust off of the money. They want to say you can't say God in the Pledge of Allegiance. It is being whittled away little by little, and we have to take a stand if we want to keep our country.
Talk a little bit. Why is it so important that this nativity scene is on City Hall as opposed to across the street at the church?
It's important because it's a public forum. That's why it's important. It's public property, and I'm saying that our Constitution allows religious expression on the public square. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that it's on the public square. Putting it at a church, yes, we all know that's legal to put it on a church. But I'm sure the day will come when someone will disagree that, well, I can see it from public property, so therefore you shouldn't have it. I don't think that's too far off and too unreasonable to think that that will happen. Mm-hmm. But it has to be on the public square, and that's why this argument has to be taken.
Laura in Madison is next. Hi.
Your guest is full of so much disinformation. The Constitution says that church and state must be separate, and the notion that you can't say the word Christmas in a school play is totally bogus, and I'm sure you know that. You're exaggerating all of these things. I think that if you look at what Annie Laurie Gaylor has said, she welcomes displays like this. She thinks the more appropriate place for it is on the church grounds. And I don't know. I think this is some sort of crazy marking of territory. I heard somebody liken it yesterday to gang signs, and I think there's some truth to that.
What do you mean gang signs?
Oh, that, you know, one gang puts up their mark on a territory, and then somebody comes over and tags over that, and it goes back and forth like that. I just think that this is a marking of territory.
Well, that's completely ridiculous. And in Green Bay schools, you cannot have a Christmas play. A group wanted to have a Christmas play and involve the children, and they weren't allowed to circulate the advertising of that because they had the word Christmas in it. And you don't know the Constitution. It does not say anything about a separation of church and state. It merely says the Congress shall make no law prohibiting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's what it says. That's all it says in the Constitution. The first part means we do not want the Church of England. The second part means you're free to express your religion whenever and wherever you like.
Matt in Appleton, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your guest if he thought that this Madison organization was extremist in some way for taking a strict constitutional stand on this issue.
Well, they're welcome to their opinion. I believe it to be wrong, and the courts have ruled against them recently. So you'll be the judge. Court case law, I believe, is in our favor in this one.
Yeah, Matt, do you have an opinion on this issue?
I tend to think it's pretty unambiguous. That's just my opinion, that the separation of church and state applies.
All right. Claire in Madison.
Hi, I'm wondering if your guest has an opinion on, you know, if this is just more a matter of principle, if a group like the Ku Klux Klan or say something like that... that had, you know, pseudo-religious beliefs or felt very strongly about something like this, would you also support them coming to Green Bay, and would you be so adamant about making sure that their voice was heard? Because it seems like this is more a matter of principle to you. Yeah. And I'll take my comment off you.
Yeah, I know. Some satanic group wants to put up a symbol next to the crush, Chad Fredette. Would that be okay?
I've been asked that a number of times, and my answer is you have to take the good with the bad. And if someone puts something like that up that's more distasteful, I welcome the right to do so, and I would just encourage others to place more material up so it's just one in a background.
Well, so we will find out more on Tuesday. Are you predicting anything?
I believe the council will take the fight. It may be a narrow margin, maybe a 7-5 vote or an 8-4, but I believe we will take the fight on.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas. Chad Fredette, president of the Green Bay City Council. After the news, we will welcome in Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which did send a letter this week to Green Bay's mayor objecting to the nativity scene that was put up by our guest on City Hall on Tuesday, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to be with you on this Friday, December the 14th. Well, we just heard from the president of the Green Bay City Council, Chad Fredette, about why he and other city leaders decided this week to put up a nativity scene on City Hall property. He says he did this on his own time, at his own expense, as a private citizen. The Freedom From Religion Foundation did send a letter to the city's mayor after the nativity scene went up, objecting to it. We will talk about why during this half hour with the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Annie Laurie Gaylor. And we, again, will welcome your questions and comments and wonder if you side with the government officials who were involved in putting up this nativity scene, or with groups like Freedom From Religion Foundation who say that they convey the message that
the governments endorse Christianity, and that nativity scenes like the one that went up this week in Green Bay do not belong right on City Hall, as the one in Green Bay is. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. There are similar disputes going on right now in Peshtigo and Baraboo, too. We'll talk some about those as well. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest, Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Chad Fredette says that a citizen can display symbols of their religious beliefs on publicly owned property as long as they're not paid for with taxpayer money and other faiths are not excluded, which he says will be the case in Green Bay. So he thinks the nativity scene on City Hall is okay, but you don't?
Well, I guess he doesn't believe that he has to follow Supreme Court precedent. He has violated two different decisions by the Supreme Court, specifically dealing with nativity scenes on public property. And they also have put this at the entrance of City Hall in Green Bay, you know, right on the roof, and they have not got a policy. They specifically voted that they didn't want other groups putting up other symbols at this time of year on the roof. So they're sitting there with this exception for Christianity, and they are not allowing it for other groups. So that's kind of a fraudulent claim by him.
Yeah, I don't understand that. They voted not to accept other symbols from other groups?
Yeah, I think that he said, I don't know if it was his idea or someone else's, but they did not accept that. They thought that could get out of control. And there are two Supreme Court decisions, and the one that I think is the most pertinent is the most recent case, and it's out of Pittsburgh, and it's called Allegheny ACLU versus the County of Pittsburgh, and it dealt with a manger scene that was at the entrance on the steps at the very top of the county building in Pittsburgh. And when I think it was private groups put up a manger scene, and at this very Orthodox Jewish group asked to put up a menorah, and then they also happened to have a lighted tree near it. And the U.S. Supreme Court, in the confusing plurality decision, said that the manger scene had to leave, that the menorah combined with the Christmas tree represented plurality, but and they could stay. And it's very clear. You have the majority religion, Christianity, and you have this devotional scene that's supposed to be depicting the birth of the Savior, and you stick that right by the entrance of the county building, of course you are having the county show an endorsement for religion. And I don't understand how Green Bay City Council can look at that decision, apparently hasn't, and say that it's okay to stick this manger scene right up on the roof of City Hall. It's even more prominent in that I've seen photographs of it than sticking it on the steps. It's on the property. It doesn't matter that it belongs to Chad or a private citizen. And there are a whole host of rulings by the Supreme Court on that issue, mm-hmm. where it doesn't matter if this religious symbol is being loaned, you know, to the government. If the government is hosting it, it violates the separation of church and state. And the Supreme Court is very clear that if something's, you know, in a government building or at the entrance of a government building, that's too much. They've ruled that on Ten Commandments, for example.
Yeah.
And they've also ruled that you can't put up a manger scene as the sole focus on government property, even on a lawn, where they are a little bit less concerned. So you have two violations. You have two Supreme Court decisions that are totally being flouted here.
Yeah. Well, flouted might also be one of the reasons Chad Fredette took this on to begin with. He says that he did it in part because your group sent Peshtigo a letter objecting to a nativity scene in Peshtigo, and I guess he thought pick on someone your own size or a little bigger than Peshtigo, that being Green Bay.
Yeah. You know, what a way to respond. There was no fight in Green Bay. There was no divisiveness over this issue, so he makes a fight. We responded, and we always respond to complaints from members of the public, usually over major scenes, and members of the Freedom from Religion Foundation, who are taxpayers in particular areas. And at this time of year, of course, we're just there's just this avalanche of violations where you see city governments or county governments endorsing Christianity over other religions. And they're, in this case, usually in all of these cases, there's no display for other groups. There's nothing secular about them.
Yeah. Well, again, it depends on what happens, I suppose, on Tuesday. But Chad Fredette said that there's a Santa Claus up on City Hall's roof, and he put this creche up there, and he was saying that other people could bring their religious symbols and put them up there too. If that's the case, in the Green Bay City Council says other people can put up their symbols too, along with this manger scene, then is it okay or not, Annie Laurie Gaylor?
Well, I don't think so. Because, I mean, at this point, they don't have a public forum. A roof of a government building isn't generally regarded as a public forum, is it? But right now, they have an exception for him, and they have so far not voted that they should have other things placed on the roof. And so at this point, they are just totally violating the law. Yeah. And in terms of having some Santa Clauses up on the roof, they're not with his display. And that doesn't pass constitutional muster.
Well, let's go to Doug in Madison. Hi, you're on the air. Doug, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Please go ahead.
The question I have, we have millions of people around the world, including the United States, that are Christian, and the nativity scene has always been something we've had in our home and that we've had outside that show our Christian faith. And what I'm trying to understand is why there is a law that gives the minority power over the majority to not symbolize their Christian faith at Christmas, when that's most important, especially over Christmas trees and Santa Claus and other things like that.
Well, if the minority was going into your home, sir, and removing your manger scene or from your lawn or from the church lawn, then you might have an actual grievance here. We have a constitutional republic, that we have a constitution that says there's a separation between church and state. Words of Thomas Jefferson, that's what the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause means. And what that really means is that the government isn't supposed to get involved in religion or not, or irreligion at all. It's not supposed to have a position on religion. It is not supposed to celebrate your holiday for you. You have tax-exempt churches on practically every other corner. You have complete freedom of religion in this country. But when the government starts to display devotional scenes, starts to promote your religious views or one religious views over another, then that negates the religious freedom of other people. And we have a Bill of Rights to protect the minority from the tyranny of the majority. You can't take a vote to decide, oh, gee, 80% of the people in my neighborhood are Catholic, therefore we're going to make the other 20% support the Catholic Church. That's the antithesis of the American idea. That's why so many people came to this country, to get away from government-fostered religion.
Yeah, our guest, Chad Fredette, in our last half hour was saying that he believes religious freedom is under attack from church-state separatists, and that you can't say Christmas in a school play, and you want to take In God We Trust off the money, and again, he feels his religious freedoms are being attacked.
In God We Trust on the money, of course, is a very recent violation. It was never on the money until I think it was a preacher wrote the Department of Defense, the War Department, during the Civil War, and demanded to put it on, I think it was a nickel. It went on one nickel in 1864 and then gradually got on all of the coins, but it was not on the currency until after 1957, and that was after an act of Congress saying that the words "In God We Trust" had to appear on all currency. So our founders never—it was never on the original money. Mm-hmm. This is a Johnny Come Lately kind of violation, just like "Under God" being inserted into the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Didn't happen until 1954. So I would see the assault being the other way around. The assault is against the separation of church and state. The attack is almost relentless mm-hmm. against the separation of church and state.
Our guest is Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, we will welcome in a professor of history at UW-Madison, Alfred McCoy, who is the author of the book, A Question of Torture, about whether waterboarding is torture. We'll talk about those destroyed CIA tapes showing waterboarding of Al-Qaeda suspects as well. That's coming up in our next hour. We're talking over the dispute over a manger scene in Green Bay. A Green Bay City Council President, Chad Fredette, along with some of his colleagues, put up a nativity scene on the Green Bay City Hall this week. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent the Green Bay mayor a letter saying that this was a violation of church-state separation and asked that it be taken down. We are talking with Annie Laurie Gaylor, who is co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation during this half hour. We had the other side in our first half hour. Stephen Barron is with us now. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I didn't get a chance to call in earlier, but the part that I kind of took offense to from the earlier guest was where he started to mention that "In God We Trust" on the coins and that, and he kind of had the tone of it being almost un-American if these things weren't represented. And it's kind of the old, you know, there's no atheists in foxholes type thing. You know, I just don't see why they're pushing the un-American issue. I really don't have a feeling on it one way or the other, although I do think your current guess is probably more accurate as far as the law is concerned. But the thing of it is when you start, he seemed to have a real personal edge to it, and I just wonder what your guests thought about that.
Well, my inbox is full of hate mail on this issue at this time of the year, and especially out of Green Bay. And I have to say, it is the most vicious stuff. I mean, sexually obscene and just kind of grotesque. And I think this doesn't speak very well for Christianity. And I think that it doesn't speak very well for ever putting religion in government, because that's what brings out this kind of hatred. People think the government is endorsing their particular religious view, and therefore I'm not a true citizen, and I'm an outsider. And it's sort of a almost level of hysteria at this time of the year.
Yeah, looks like also another community dealing with this issue, Baraboo. A resident in Baraboo has lodged a complaint with the Sauk County Board over the nativity scene that sits outside the downtown courthouse. Now, are you involved in that particular dispute?
Well, we about to send them a letter, and again, this is usually we do not enter mm-hmm. the fray until we're asked by an individual, and we were contacted. There is an individual who has been complaining on his own, and then we have been contacted by another person. So we'll be writing them. It certainly looks like they're a little bit more reasonable in Baraboo. But here again, this is a church that gives a nativity scene to some sort of a commerce group, and then they get the permit, and they stick this nativity scene up on the lawn. Now, in this case, it's not at the entrance of the building, so the case that prevails is the Lynch decision from the Supreme Court in the 70s. And that decision was very clear. You are not to put up a nativity scene on a lawn, on a city government lawn, if it is the sole focus of the display.
Mm. And we go next to Janice in La Crosse. Hi, Janice.
Hi, good morning, Joy and Ann. I'm a Catholic and Christian, and I guess I grew up in the 50s in the public school. This is kind of really, I guess, I don't know what it is. It really hurts me to tell you the truth, because going to the public school and singing Christmas songs, I mean, nobody would have thought we wouldn't have Christ in Christmas, so we would, of course, sing all these songs, and
yeah.
God Bless America, and all these different songs. And now we've come so far when I think of the public school and the Pledge of Allegiance, it did not hurt me.
Let's go right to the nativity scene that's on Green Bay's roof, right above the entrance to City Hall, Janice, because that's kind of what prompted
this.
Yeah,
okay, and I just think, you know, Christ is in Christmas. I don't know, I don't understand why people are so fearful of taking Christ out of Christmas. You know, put it up there. I think that's fine. And truthfully, I'd kind of like to have a group called Freedom for Religion.
Well, what's the harm, Annie Laurie Gaylor, in a manger scene on a City Hall entrance?
This individual can put up a manger scene on her lawn. There could be a manger scene on every single lawn in Green Bay, privately mm-hmm. owned lawn. Private building, private church, private residence. We are not saying burn all nativity scenes. We are not saying ban nativity scenes. We're saying that when it's put up on government property, that shows endorsement of that religion over other religions. And this individual may be Catholic, which is the largest denomination in this state, so she should be sensitive to the fact that she doesn't want to use the state to promote her own view against people who are other religions. 14% of Wisconsin citizens are not religious at all. There are Jews who live in Green Bay and pay taxes. There are even a few Muslims. There are some Hmong people who are not Christian. There are Native Americans who practice other religions. They all support that City Hall. They are all citizens too. That's what's wrong with this happening. And in terms of religion in the schools, I mean, the horror stories. When I went through that same process in the 60s in Madison, and I had to sing all kinds of religious songs. It made me very uncomfortable. But there were also well-documented instances of Jewish children being put in detention because they did not feel in good conscience they could sing these Christian hymns. Do we want to go back to those days? I don't think people realize.
Yeah. Janice, thanks for the call. Steve in Solon Springs. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Hey, originally I was going to go off on a tangent about what Jefferson said to the church in Boston because it had nothing to do with keeping the free expression of religion out of the public square. But instead, I'd just like to say that realistically, anybody that wants to freely express their religion is free to do it in this country. And we need to keep it that way. And if the Hmongs want to put something up there that says they have a holiday whenever, I'm very comfortable with that because the bottom line is as long as the government is not paying for that, then I'm not worried about it. And I think that we should allow anybody anywhere in this country to express themselves because that is what the Constitution says. It says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free expression thereof.
No, yeah, and Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the courts have interpreted that, and it was intended to separate church from state. And it's not true that taxpayers are not paying for that display because taxpayers are supporting that building, and that building represents the seat of city government in Green Bay. Therefore, sticking a manger scene at the very entrance shows endorsement of Christianity, and government is supposed to stay out of the religion business. I don't understand what they don't get here. If government doesn't say something about religion, then that means that we're all free to personally espouse whatever views we want at home and at church and at private clubs, but we don't use the government to promote our religion.
Which we're not doing. We are not using the government to promote that religion.
It's a government building.
We own, as a people, we own that property, all of us, and I agree with you. What we're saying is feel free to put, we know what you put up there on the Capitol building, it's all right. If you believe that there is no God or you believe that the God is Allah or whatever, that's fine, and that's the biggest thing. We don't need the divisiveness caused by this. We as a people need to all just relax and enjoy the greatest country ever on the face of this earth.
There is only one entrance, one main entrance in Green Bay with a roof over it. And right now, it's got a crush on it. There is nothing else representing diversity. And in fact, we have a vote saying other people can't put something up. At the moment, they are in violation of two Supreme Court decisions.
And we will do one more. Nick in Prairie du Farm. Hi, Nick.
Good morning. I guess I'm just wondering what the Freedom from Religion is doing about like holiday pay or Christmas pay. and the Christmas holiday, that seems to be an endorsement by the government. If they're going to give federal time off on Christmas, they ain't doing it in Hanukkah.
Yeah, I know this came up with Good Friday, but it's really off the issue. But you have a...
If you look at the federal statute, it says it declares, it's got a whole list of days that are federal holidays, and it includes December 25th. The actual statute doesn't say Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is not a Christian nation, but look what happens when a public official sticks a devotional scene up at the entrance of the building. Everybody comes out and says, we are. And I think that's the real harm here. The harm is to the Constitution, and the harm is to religious liberty when the government promotes religion.
Mm-hmm. And we're out of time, so we can't go any further. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. In our first half hour, we heard from Chad Fredette, president of the Green Bay City Council, talking about the nativity scene that went up this week on the Green Bay City Hall. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.